This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, KER Politics. Just starting out right now, segment five. I have a very interesting man with me right now. His name is Andy Arena. Andy is an adjunct professor at Western Michigan University in the law school. He was also the agent in charge of Detroit for a number of years. Is an FBI veteran for 24 years. Guy really knows what he's talking about when it comes to what's going on right now with all of these FISA issues, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about security in the United States. We're going to talk about what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And we're going to talk a little bit about the effectiveness of the current administration in accomplishing what trying to do, which is basically protect the United States. Andy, I want to go back to 9/11, and I want to say that Bush basically instigated a policy that got the liberals and the ACLU up in arms with, I don't want to use the word wiretapping because that sounds pretty negative, but I want to use the word basically listening in on conversations of suspected terrorists back in those days. Now, I have to say that when you watched a recap of what happened on 9/11 caused by the folks primarily from Saudi Arabia, it was pretty terrifying. In my opinion, back in those days, I didn't see a problem with surveillance of suspected terrorists. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think when you look at national security as a whole, it's you got to balance. You're balancing the national security of the country versus the individual rights of our citizens. And you know, sometimes that can be very tricky, but that's what you got to do. If we trample on the Constitution and violate people's individual rights, then the terrorists win because that's what they want. They want us to change the way we do business. So, you know, if you look at the history of this country, we're very new in the national security and the intelligence game. And really not till after Pearl Harbor, after World War II, that we really set up an intelligence community that we see today. And so, you know, we've had some failures like Pearl Harbor, 9/11. We've had some abuses, the COINTELPRO program and Minaret and, you know, spying on civil rights groups. But for the most part, we've been able to really balance that intelligence gathering versus the individual rights. And that's a key. And as I said, if you're not able to do that, then the bad guys win.
I think that's a really good point. I guess a lot of people were a large portion of people get, I think, they let their emotions get away with them, and they don't really think about things like that in, I would have to say, a rational sense. Let's talk a little bit about national security. Now, national security is paramount for our country. There's no question about that. Do you feel that it has become a political football, for lack of better terms, rather than anything else? I mean, we've got two entirely different views from the left and the right as to how national security should be handled. How does Andy Arena feel it should be handled?
Look, if you look at the Constitution, the very beginning of the Constitution basically says that we have a federal government to protect us, to protect this country. And so I think that it's clear that that's the number one the most paramount thing in this country is to protect this nation and protect its people. And you're exactly right, and I've used that term 100 times, Al. I call it a political football. The national security of this country is the national security of this country. It's the most important thing. It is not a political football to be kicked back and forth by political parties. And I think really since 9/11, you've seen that. You've seen both sides kind of seize on issues, kind of, I hate to use the term cherry pick, but kind of pick out things that support whatever position they have, and really just try to put forward whatever their political position is on the backs of national security. That leaves us all at risk, and that's really something that saddens me, it enrages me, and I could give you 100 stories where I've seen it in my career in the FBI, but there's just no place for that. Politics should stay out of it. And, you know, that's one place when you're talking about Congress, there should be no partisanship on those intelligence committees.
Well, there's huge partisanship right now. There's no question whatsoever about that. I mean, we have this FISA situation with this, the memo that came out a week ago yesterday, Friday, and that has turned into an absolutely incredibly volatile political football. Now, let me ask you this. Was that memo, did it follow a legal precedent in the sense that in terms of distribution to the country, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I think legally they went through the proper channels. It's just not the way they've ever really done business. As I said, when you're talking about the House Intelligence Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee, they have traditionally been very nonpartisan in how they do business. They conduct business as a team. Excuse me. They put out reports as a team. You don't usually see one side putting out a report without the other side. And I think this is going to open a Pandora's box. Both sides are going to be coming out with dueling memos now. And at some point, we're all going to call for the actual FISA application. We're going to want to see that.
What the hell are we accomplishing, Andy, when you have both sides at issue, at odds, I guess I should say, with each other in something like this? I mean, we're looking out for the welfare of our people. In my opinion, politicians are looking out for the welfare of themselves, for lack of better terms. I mean, that makes no sense to me what Ron Wyden from Oregon and obviously Pelosi from California and some of the other folks are doing. This has turned into more than just a political football. It's turned into a political nightmare, making it very, very difficult to ever get at the truth. And we need to get at the truth on these issues.
Yeah, I think you're putting... At the end of the day, you're putting all of our safety at risk. You're putting the national security of the country at risk for political purposes, and that troubles me. As I said, if you start getting dueling memos and one side just picking information out to support their position, nothing good is going to come of that. In this case, the Russians win. In another case, the terrorists win. We're really leaving ourselves very vulnerable here, and that's not a good place to go. As an American citizen, look, if an intelligence agency violated the Constitution, I want to know. But there are proper ways to do it. There's Inspector General investigations. The intelligence committees themselves can form a bipartisan group to review it. They have subpoena power. There's better ways to do it than what we're seeing being done by our politicians in Washington today.
Andy, we got about a minute and a half left. Let me just ask you here what I think is probably the most important question of the day, and that is we have two distinct political parties, very distinct today, the Democrats and the Republicans. But in reality, where I say they're very distinct, I think their philosophies, number one, are self-serving, and I think that they are actually one, as a lot of our listeners call it, politics really right now is represented by the two-headed snake. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't know that, and I'm a very non-political guy. I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I always tell people, I'm not either party, I'm an FBI agent. I don't see either party really pushing forward for the betterment of this country right now, and that's sad. I think it's whatever agenda their party's trying to push, that's what they're trying to do. And we all lose. And particularly in an area like this, national security, it's just too important now. You gotta put the partisanship aside and do what's right for the people.
Is that even possible today, though? I really question it. With the emotions, I mean, you look at Nancy Pelosi as an example, or Ron Wyden as another example. They are very, very passionate about their beliefs. And I wonder if nonpartisanship and accuracy is even possible today. 30 seconds, sir.
The art of compromise seems to be dead. If you don't agree with me, then there's got to be something wrong with you. We go to opposing corners and come out swinging. And that's just not the way we've always done business, Ronald Reagan was good at compromise. I think we need that. I think we need that today.
I would agree 100%. Andy Arena, thank you so much for your time.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Somebody who can't get bought off is Charlotte Cuthbertson of the Epoch Times. Charlotte wrote a front page article entitled "America's Jails Swamped by Opioid Crisis." Quote, "We don't have nearly the money, the facilities, the people, anything that we need for this epidemic," says Major Matt, jail administrator and Montgomery County Sheriff. What's going on in the jail, Charlotte?
Well, they're doing their best, but but they're really up against it. Montgomery County in Ohio is actually one of the most devastated places in the country for opioid overdoses and deaths. And, of course, with that comes all of the associated crime. And these guys are really just doing the best that they can, but it's kind of a mess in there, you know. I went and visited the jail in December. They had 749 inmates there on that day, which is a little bit on the low side for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority were in there for opioid-related crimes. But one of the big things with this is the people with mental health illnesses, they're ending up in the jails as well. They're self-medicating or they don't have anywhere else to go, and the deputies just have to pick them up and take them into the jail. So there's a huge issue with the mental health side of things as well. The jail administrator said a third of the people that he had in the jail are on mental health medication. So that's another whole part of the opioid crisis that's it's sort of a comorbidity, I guess, that's co-occurring that goes along with the opioid crisis is the mental health illnesses.
That's really interesting. I knew that we had a problem. I know that we had a problem when I was alerted of it, for example, in Seattle, Washington, which is a couple hours south of where I am. And I know in past conversations, Charlotte, that you and I have had, that this epidemic is just getting to be totally out of hand. What I find to be interesting about that is the epidemic is really beginning with the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, you can't go to a doctor or a dentist without getting some type of opioid-based painkiller prescribed. So sad, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And I talked to a former addict recently, and you know, we talked about that 80% of new heroin users start their addiction through prescription pills. It's not always through a doctor. Sometimes it's a friend or a family member, or they just come across some in a medicine cabinet. But, you know, he was saying that's 80% preventable addicts right there. And I think that's a really good way of looking at it.
Well, it is a good way of looking at it, but I think it's really sad that this whole thing is going on. Now, in your article about the jails, which I have in front of me right now, they're basically talking, are they actually able to smuggle these drugs into the jail system?
Yes, well, that's one of the challenges that the jail is facing, and they were about to, they had to take out one of their cells, and they ordered a body scanner just for the pure reason of dealing with the opioid crisis and people trying to bring the drugs in. And most of the time, they're bringing them in not to sell them, but because they're so afraid of withdrawing. It's sort of a five-day, horrendous, messy withdrawal process, and a lot of addicts, that's what keeps them hooked, is the fear of the withdrawal process. So they'll try and stick little Suboxone strips, which is like scotch tape, basically, in their hair braids and sew stuff into their socks. And so the deputies have to, corrections officers have to try and find all of that stuff as well.
Charlotte, I have a question for you. Now that you're based in Washington, D.C., and I know that you are a part of many of the press conferences that now go on at the White House or wherever, and briefing room, I guess the one question that I wanted to ask you is, what's your impression now that you've been back there for a while? Is the administration doing anything to focus on this problem and to try to solve it?
I think they are. The First Lady is trying to highlight it from her perspective by visiting. She's focused a lot on the children who are born addicted, which is another huge area of this problem that I haven't really delved into yet, but I think it's massive. And, you know, President Trump signed this emergency, nationwide public emergency, health emergency in mm-hmm. October. He renewed that. It was a 90-day thing. He renewed that at the end of January. And I think that's what's sort of helping to break down some of the red tape to be able to get people quicker help. And I think that's one of the major things for the people who are already addicted is being able to get the help right at the moment when they need it, before they have a chance to overdose again and potentially die because this drug was so potent.
Wow. You know, I guess I'm lucky, and I mentioned this before, but I only had, I took some opioids once when I was given them by a doc in the box, as I call them down in Southern California, because I had such back pain, you know, and I was smart enough to go to an Italian restaurant after I took them and drink three or four glasses of wine, and I got to tell you, I have never been so sick in my life, and now I won't even get those prescription filled anymore. No question about that. You know, I was checking with a doctor friend of mine in Bellingham just recently, and you know, he blames to a large extent the pharmaceutical industry for a lot of ills that face the United States right now. He said, you know, in my opinion, there are so many drugs out there that are simply not necessary. And I mean, you know, it's, I don't know, you're talking, I mean, I'm an old guy, you know, and I probably take five prescriptions a day between high blood pressure and everything else. But, I mean, I don't know, is that something based on your past experiences that you'd buy into, that the drug industry ought to be regulated perhaps a little more closely?
Yeah, you know, I was at a panel with the American Physicians Association a while ago, and the chairman there was talking about how all of this started. And it was very interesting because some doctors, I think it was in the 90s, got sued because their patients said they weren't providing enough pain relief. So doctors started becoming afraid of that. And then that coincided with the same time that these opioid drugs were released onto the market and able to be marketed. And they were pretty relentless and basically said they were non-addictive and, you know, hand them out like candy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with the doctors suddenly having to introduce pain as the fifth vital sign.
There you go.
So they ask every patient now about their pain, what scale. That didn't used to be the case. And so between that and the pharmaceutical industries, I think it just went way off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting comment. Charlotte Cuthbertson, thank you so much for your time. We'll get you back on the show in the very near future.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in to chatting with Joshua Phillips from the Epic Times. We posted earlier in the week an interesting article that Josh co-authored along with Jasper Fockart entitled Epic Times Investigation Beyond the Memo. Well, McKinney and I have been following this thing all week. The Epic Times did do a fair amount of investigative reporting on what is going on surrounding this whole. Now it's become known in certain circles, including the circles that I travel in. It's basically being referred to as a coup d'etat. Do you think that's being a little dramatic, Joshua?
If you were to ask me last year, I probably would have said yes. Based on the evidence we've seen now, I don't think it's dramatic. I think it's unfortunately appearing more and more so to be very accurate. Because what we had was a piece of opposition research financed by the Clinton campaign and the DNC going through a source, right, Perkins Coie, then Fusion GPS, then former British spy named Christopher Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton campaign and DNC concealed their payments to them, in their disclosures. Christopher Steele then created this dossier using Russian sources still active in the Kremlin, admitted he did not verify the information that he was allegedly given. And keep in mind that alone is the extent of most of what they accused Trump of. Spreading Russian disinformation for political purposes.
As of today, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and so they did that. They actually did that, mm-hmm. Right? Then they took that information. Christopher Steele briefed media, went to the FBI, started working for the FBI, at least in an advisory role. FBI fired him later on after they found out that he was briefing the media and not telling them. But that's getting a little bit ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, before that happened, FBI used the dossier knowing that it was financed by the Clinton campaign and the DNC, excuse me.
And they knew that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Is that correct, Josh?
That is beyond a shadow of a doubt at this point.
Okay.
Notably, that was outlined in the Nunes memo from the House Intelligence Committee. But even before that, public information showed that it happened. But to some extent, suggested, now confirmed with this memo. Not only did they use the dossier to get FISA warrants to spy on Carter Page, and allegedly from there, the whole Trump team, mm-hmm. his secondary sources, but they even used an article that Christopher Steele had fed to Yahoo News to corroborate the claims. So they were corroborating their claims with information from the same source on both ends,
mm-hmm.
right? He was feeding stuff to the media, feeding stuff to the, intelligence agencies. They start spying on Trump. You have a large number of individuals involved in this, Department of Justice and the FBI engaged in this. They concealed information they had to possibly mislead the FISA court, and in the process of doing so might have committed perjury or worse. Then you had, and in addition to that, which the memo doesn't go into, massive spy abuses under the Obama administration, going through NSA, FBI, and CIA, I believe. And this had to do with 702 data. This is basically the data they collect on everything going across phone lines, everything going across the internet, anything being communicated. It's all collected there. Now, under the Fourth Amendment, you're not allowed to. There are Fourth Amendment protections on Americans to protect them from government spying, especially when you haven't done anything wrong, right? And so to protect Americans from that Fourth Amendment abuse through this system, they have what's called upstream procedures and targeting procedures. So targeting procedures to make sure that you're not violating the Fourth Amendment as you carry out whatever, job you have to spy on people. But in addition to that, they have upstream protections. So basically, basically they are not allowed to spy on Americans living abroad, and they're also not allowed to spy on people inside the U.S. And so when they're spying on foreign individuals, so they say U.S. person, right? Mm-hmm. You don't even have to be in this country legally to be protected.
Well, I mean, Carter Page is clearly a U.S. person.
Right. Okay. So anyways, this is a 702 data pool being mm-hmm. done. So in addition to everything else, normally the names are redacted. You don't get these names when you search that data pool. 85% of their searches through that system were in violation of their procedures. We don't know the exact number, but 85% of whatever searches they were doing in the 702 system was violating the Fourth Amendment. We have now news that Strzok and Page, FBI agents, and Strzok isn't just some little FBI agent. Strzok is the assistant deputy director, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
which means he's seventh floor, which means he's working right alongside the top people in the FBI. Strzok isn't just some agent on the ground. Strzok is a major player. He's having an affair with Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer, and the two of them are exchanging texts on how they're going to basically undermine Trump.
Right.
They're talking about this insurance policy against Trump. They're talking about letting Clinton off the hook because Strzok did the investigations on Clinton. Strzok was the one who apparently now might have framed Michael Flynn, because Flynn didn't know he was being investigated by the FBI at the time when he spoke with them, and then committed perjury apparently, or something along those lines, during his testimony to them, even though he was not told it was a testimony. He mm-hmm. thought he was just talking to them. Strzok was the one who did that. Strzok was, of course, fired from the Mueller team, who's a special counsel investigating the Trump-Russia scam, you know, conspiracy. And this whole picture paints a very concerning picture, right?
Well, it obviously paints,
you know. That, right. Right. Well, this appears that there was spying, there was violations, and there was there were actions at every single level that allowed all of this to happen that appeared to violate the law in pretty serious ways. I mean, this is very likely going to lead to some arrests, in my opinion. And it shows a very serious abuse, not only of government agencies and the politicization of government agencies, but also the, should I say, the undermining of our electoral system through these agencies being allowed to be used for political purposes. And, yeah, I mean, from that perspective, I would say calling it a coup is pretty accurate.
And that event that happened since we recorded the one with Josh, obviously, is the Uranium One expose that came out just yesterday, Friday, courtesy of the Epoch Times. Jim McKinnon just walked in the studio with me. Jimmy, you're going to help me out with the Uranium One situation. It is an interesting story, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's very interesting. I think it ties in very well with everything else that's going on right now with the Clinton email investigation continuing, with the FISA warrants and FBI with Page. I think it's quite interesting what justice and what happened with Comey and what happened under his charge.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, we're going to have an Academy Award-winning motion picture coming out if all of this material that the Epoch Times alleges happened actually did happen. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back with Jim. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, welcome back. You know, here to wrap up KER Politics again with Jim McKinney here. We're talking about, I was planning on talking in the fourth segment a little bit about this FISA warrant thing, but I want to get into something that the Epic Times broke just yesterday, and that is called, it's an infographic, which we have posted on the site, entitled The Uranium One Scandal. You read what the Epic Times wrote about the Uranium One Scandal, and what's really interesting there is there does appear to be a bit of collusion, for lack of better terms, between some of our most important organizations in the United States in the Uranium One scandal, and then again in this thing that's going on right now with the FISA memo. We've talked about the Uranium One scandal before, so you know what it's all about, but I'm going to ask Jim, if you would, to kind of recap where we stand, how the Epic Times put this thing into proper perspective. Jimmy, tell us what they, just kind of summarize, if you would, what the Times wrote.
Sure, yeah. I think they just walked through the timeline starting in about 2005 with Bill Clinton's efforts with a couple of key people, one Frank Gistra and, of course, the president of Kazakh at the time, Nazarbayev, to start beginning working with uranium and to be able to expand mining opportunities. Mm-hmm. And that grew into an effort to expand Russian expansion of the uranium, or at least control the uranium market, and do what it can to dominate the world uranium market, and by working through the United States. And I think their summary, they put a timeline in talking about the different organizations. They do quite an effective job of just summarizing the amount of money that was transferred in order to support some of these activities and funded into the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Sustainable Growth Initiative into the Clinton Foundation, which is pretty large sums of money in the tens of millions of dollars.
Throw one thing in here. Listeners need to be aware of one thing, and it's very important that they are aware of that. And then that is the deal with Uranium One, which is a Canadian publicly traded company, basically gave the mining company gave an interest, a controlling interest in this mining company at the time, which controlled 20% of all uranium capacity in the United States. Now, I want to say this. It's important for people to realize there's a big difference between the word capacity and the word asset. Capacity refers to mining operations. Asset refers to the actual tangible asset. So to say that it was 20% of all uranium in the United States, that's a misnomer. That's not the case. It's 20% of mining uranium mining
capacity in the
U.S. Yeah, I appreciate your correction on that.
It's not a correction. It's just a lot of people who haven't been involved in the mining industry don't understand the difference, and the difference is very important.
Yeah. It does. Ultimately, it has a significant effect on markets and, of course, our ability to grow it and where it can be shipped. And there was certain agreements that were made that we were not supposed to be able to ship raw uranium or processed uranium out of the country, but apparently some of that information was broken, or some of those rules were broken in 2010 with uranium ore being exported, and we aren't clear with the information of where that went, and that's one of the things that they summarized that.
Mm-hmm.
And they also just summarized the different policies that the Clinton as Secretary of State and Obama as the president were pushing, you know, the Russian reset, this uranium exchange, Obama canceling the missile defense shield over Europe, which was quite upsetting to Eastern European allies that were quite afraid of expansion of Russia, possibly into Ukraine, possibly into the Baltics, possibly into Crimea. We know they've gone 2 out of 3 so far. And then, of course, you know, the 1-2-3 agreement, which you know, for U.S. joint ventures to be more easily done. That was, established after the Russian invasion of Georgia. And then, of course, START treaty negotiations. So I think the Epoch Times does a fairly good job of identifying the players. It gives a timeline of what happened, and it talks specifically about, you know, what influences and then the financial transfers in order to support these deals, which I think is quite enlightening to people, would be enlightening for people to take a look at. So,
you know, one comment I would make is about midway through this article, and this is a direct quote here, the Times is saying, the Epoch Times, using public sources, including the book Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer, has mapped out the connections and events related to the Uranium One acquisition by Russia. And that basically is shown in the graphic that's included with this particular interview. Having said that, it's important to realize two things. Number one, you know, when you're on my end of the microphone, as I am in this case, you really have to trust your sources. And I specifically asked folks at the Epoch Times, I said, tell me about your due diligence. And they said, we have three levels of what we call quality control. So I have to assume that the Epoch Times is, what they're saying is factual, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, and I have to make that legal disclaimer here, because I haven't done the due diligence, but they claim that they have. So I think this is pretty good information.
Well, they cite some Hill reporting as well, and you know, there is, you, in order to do due diligence, you've got to give the opposing arguments, and a lot of people are out there saying this is just a red herring, that in fact, you know, Elijah Cummings and Adam Schiff are saying, oh, this is just a diversion away from it. In fact, this isn't really a problem. What we do know, and what's based on information that's out there, is the Justice Department, or excuse me, the FBI, under James Comey, did stop investigating corruption and bribery scandal in 2015,
yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Related to this. And then we do know that Attorney General Sessions reopened that, and within just a few months of him reopening, looking at, they had a sealed indictment for someone for transporting bribery for a transportation company that apparently was involved in exporting some of these materials. So there will probably be much more to come over time as those investigations are rekindled with the field offices that were conducting them in the past.
Well, what's interesting here is that investigation was, as you say, accurately said, killed in 2015 by James Comey, the FBI director, and the key informant of the FBI was given a gag order and prevented from talking to Congress by, guess who, Loretta Lynch. I think what's important to bring out here as we're starting to close this segment is the FBI was aware at the time that the Russian authorities had staged a large-scale operation to blackmail and extort U.S. companies connected to uranium production and transportation. The agency also had a well-placed source working in the uranium industry that provided extensive evidence of bribing and corruption. And this particular source is the one that had the gag order placed on him. So we ain't seen the end of it yet, Jimmy. And what I find to be interesting here is I see some parallels between the Uranium One situation and the situation that we now have in terms of the FISA warrant that you and I talked about earlier this week.
It seems that the way that the FBI was working, it was consistently supporting the protection of the acting secretary of, or the secretary of the state at the time, Hillary Clinton, and then the candidate Clinton later. Mm-hmm. And when you get it back into both the CI investigation with the FISA warrant, you're talking about an office, the CI office inside the FBI that does not have a good history of success. If you remember Robert Hansen, that in the CI office at the FBI was caught in 2001 spying for Russia since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. They have a checkered history of success at best. So to say that they were all working in good confidence can be questionable at times.
Well, I think it's important to realize. I mean, human beings, what they are, God gave us free will, as I said many times, and oftentimes people really misuse that particular gift, I would have to say. Got about 20 seconds left here. Let me just wrap this up by saying, if you put everything together that the Epoch Times is talking about rather openly between Uranium One and the FISA warrant, the Republican memo, et cetera, et cetera.
And the Hillary Clinton email case, don't forget that.
Right. It all becomes very, very interesting. And if this is proven in a court of law to be true, look out is all I can say. Mr. McKinney, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.